Hi, everybody. This is Tony McGettigan. Welcome to the Blessings of Christ for March 24th, 2019. Glenda will be here in just a moment. It looks like she's logging in. I just wanted to get the call started, and I think we'll have her with us in just a moment. Thanks again for your patience, and certainly thank you all for being here. It's a great joy and an honor to be here with you. And I think we'll have probably some very interesting things to connect with today. Oh, I see Glenda.
Sorry, everybody. We had some technical issues over here. And thank you, Tony, for getting us moving. It looks like you're going to be the moderator today because I think once the Q&A session and the other parts of the session are started, we are on with whoever's doing it. So just keep me on and I'll respond, you know, as I'm called to. And welcome, everyone. Sorry that I'm late. Sometimes these things just happen, but the Lord is with you always. So shall we begin? I think that it's always a good idea for us to welcome our community and to hear from everyone who wants to give thanks or ask for a blessing. We have a list here of people who've either called us or emailed us or spoken up online. And that gives us just a little special touch with you.
I was just going to mention, Glenda, when we bring people on the call, it's going to bump you off. Is there a way in here that I can just keep you on the up in the conversation?
I don't know, Tony. We haven't practiced this.
Okay.
Let's see. I know that I'm on now, and if they did not allow me to log in as a moderator, so. Okay. I may just have to keep coming on, but I can take calls. I think I can. Yeah, okay. I mean, we have someone coming in from area code 41.
Yep.
Hello, Glenda. It's Stephen Adler.
Hi, Stephen. This is Tony.
Hi.
I'm on with you, and Glenda can hear you as well. Let me see. Maybe I can unmute her.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Oh, Glenda, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear fine.
You're on with us. You're on with us now as well. Stephen Adler's on with us as well.
Okay. Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi. I have a request on my very good friend, Meredith Heller, whom you've met years ago. She and I came to your lovely home in Sedona. So, anyway, and I know Meredith once also wrote you a nice letter several years ago after she received an amazing blessing from Yeshua. And but unfortunately, just about a week ago or so, she fell off her bike and really badly fractured her wrist. She's going to have multiple surgeries. And so I just am requesting that you put her name on the blessing list. And
oh, yes, I certainly will. And I do remember Meredith very well. Lovely, lovely person. I'm so glad I got to meet her.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and she's just an incredible spirit. And she's just...
Oh, yeah.
And she's such a trooper. She's getting through it with a positive attitude, and so yeah, and any love and blessings her way would be much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Oh yes, well I have had Meredith in my heart ever since I met her at that beautiful outdoor festival we all were participating in Sedona.
Yeah, that was
David
so
Wolf
fun.
David Wolf was there, and so many of our other colleagues were there. It was a great occasion.
Yeah, yeah, that was amazing. And Patrick Flanagan, he's such a character.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, and blessings for you too, Stephen. I know that you've had a few challenges in life, and most of us have. This has been, the last 2 years have been kind of a peak of challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think it's just making us stronger. That's the way we have to look at it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, not only that, it's making us get out of our comfort zone. Because let's face it, we all would cocoon in peace and harmony if we could.
Yeah, you're so right. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, really, let's face it. We'd all have a cup of hot tea and a little slice of pineapple and some honey and take a nap.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
But you know, we wouldn't get the work done. So every now and then we are just jarred out of our comfort zone so that we'll take a look around and get busy doing the work we need to do. And there are other people on this earth who really don't have the luxury to even choose milk and honey. Their lives are beyond stress. They're in a state of trauma and agony. And I'm especially keeping in blessing the people who were stranded on the cruise ship just off the coast of Norway last night. I can only imagine how cold that was. Oh, my Lord. But they're all safe. They're all safe, but there's still a trauma of spirit. Even if we're delivered from the dangers of physical injury or death, we're still traumatized for a while because we're reminded of our mortality. We're reminded of how fragile we are, and we're reminded of what we would lose or what other people would lose if they lost us. And so we're reminded of all those things, and even if we're not in the middle of some of those traumas, we share them vicariously, and we think about, oh my gosh, what if that had been me? So all over the world, there are people who are going through events that remind us to love one another. And
thank you.
That's what we do here on the Blessing Call every Sunday. So blessings to you, Steve, and to Meredith. And
thank you.
Let's see. Yeah. Anyone else who wants to come on board, Tony will open your call. I won't be able to because I'm not officially a moderator. I can just talk.
You know, Glenda, there's something that connects with what you were just talking about with trauma. This week we have a very important and beneficial alignment that's going on. Saturn and Pluto are going to be their closest point before they finally can join next January. Saturn and Pluto will be at about 3 degrees apart.
Now,
what's also happening with this right now is the south node moon is passing by. At the same time, Pluto is right at its south node. So south nodes have to do with ancient, old patterns. Right, old patterns and old things that have been released or things that are needing to be released, and you know, like with trauma. So the alignment of the north node south node of the moon and the south node of Pluto is something that's rare. Because Pluto is only near its south node once every 250 years. And so the alignment of Pluto, Saturn, at Pluto's south node, that's something that might only happen, I would imagine, not more frequently than maybe 1,000 years. So this connects with ancient roots of old patterns, old traumas. And so it's also the Saturn-Pluto thing, it has the potential to be oppressive and destructive. But it also is the energy of karma and rebalancing. And so the thing I'm thinking as a blessing here is a blessing for mankind to gracefully move, with these, with this. Cause it's a moment when we can confront and also heal and bring in the blessing and, you know, connect with what Yeshua teaches us about compassion, honesty, and forgiveness to make ourselves more accessible.
Yes.
And acceptable of God's grace. And so the combination of the blessing and everything Yeshua has given us through your work and everything in his life really points to a huge opportunity that we can participate very intelligently in with this. So Thursday night and Friday morning, this alignment will be going on this week, Thursday night, Friday, so the 28th and the 29th. And then
really,
this week is big. And then on the exact alignment of the moon's south node and Pluto will be on April 4th, and that is the 51st anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. So we have that's the Chiron return to Martin Luther King's assassination in 1968. So we have all sorts of resonances going on that are calling our attention present day to traumas that are happening, but also old patterns of trauma in our history, in our memory, and also things that are beyond our memory, deep, the roots of trauma. We have a chance to interact with that, it seems.
Oh, that's really something to respect. It really is. And, you know, something else I would like to share with our community. Last night, Tony and his wife Judy and I were having a conversation. Tony is compiling the index for the new, for the 20th anniversary of Love Without End. And so we were having a final conference over that index, and something came up that was, I thought, really particularly interesting. It was about fractals. In case you don't know what a fractal is, it comes from the study of patterns, that the tiniest pattern on the earth is just a finishing point for larger patterns that are identical, which is a finishing point for even larger patterns that are identical, which is a finishing point for even larger patterns that are identical. Now, if you get that in your mind, perhaps you can contemplate the thought that if we can make better the patterns, even in the smallest part of our life, we are affecting the whole pattern of the galaxy and the universe and all of life. It's said by Yeshua in the New Testament that not even a sparrow falls that God does not see. It is said there is no hair on your head that God has not counted. Now, why would God, the creator of all the universe, come down here and count the hairs on your head? Well, he doesn't micromanage. Okay? It's not that. Don't get the idea that he's going to be like a little finicky mother hen and come down and peck on your head or be an overprotective father that just comes and reads your diary every day. No, it's not like that at all. It's that your life, no matter how small you may think it is a microscopic pattern of the entire universe. One of the most profound conversations I ever had with any living human was with Dr. Robert Applegate, who was the senior pastor of the church that acquired and created the housing for the Lamb and the Lion. Dr. Applegate, in his own right, was a miraculous story. He was the inheritor of a multi-million dollar estate, which he could have just lived the high life, but he didn't want to. He became virtually a monk. He lived on the back porch of the church, even though he had endowed it with millions and millions of dollars. Dr. Applegate had a PhD in theology from Princeton University during the time when Albert Einstein was there. Dr. Applegate could read the Bible in 17 languages. And he's the one I consulted as I wrote Love Without End about the exact meaning of certain Hebrew words or Aramaic words, because I wanted to know that I had it exactly correct coming into the language of our modern English usage. And while we were doing that, we had some really profound conversations. And he said, Glenda, inside your body is the whole of the universe. And I went, really? And he said, yeah. And I said, could you tell me more? And that led to about a two-hour conversation that confirmed everything Yeshua had told me. So there is not one hair on your head that the Lord has not counted. But it's not because he comes down and brushes your hair or counts the numbers. It's because you are an exact replica of everything he created. You're just at an end point where it becomes perfected in the functioning of life within the human context on earth. Now, as we do our job and we measure our integrity within this place called earth and our place within the human community, we have an effect on all of existence. Now, to me, that includes mercy, that includes forgiveness, it includes the relinquishing of judgment, but it also includes the admission of weakness and the admission of failure. Just a couple of nights ago, I was having a conversation with Larry, my husband, and I said, Larry, you know, we've been suffering a lot in the last 2 years, but I'm really at the pinnacle of challenge right now. And I really want to know what I could have done wrong. Not because I want to judge myself or blame myself or feel guilty, but because I feel it's really, really important to empower this turnaround in our life with integrity. And to be fully in my integrity, I've got to be able to look at everything. I'm willing to be wrong. I'm willing to hang on the cross if I have to. Because I know the only way I can walk through this and get to the light on the other side is to be in my full integrity and to realize that I'm an endpoint of God's creation. And I don't want to let him down by being anything less than completely in my integrity. So I just wanted to pass that on to all of you, that you are an endpoint of God's creation. And no, he doesn't count the hairs that have fallen out on your brush, but every hair on your head is part of the endpoint and part of the integrity he placed within you to be here as a placeholder. Each one of us is a placeholder in the universe, and it's up to us to be the best we could be as a placeholder. And that doesn't mean to be in any kind of false pride. Sometimes it means to say, oops, I really messed up, or, oh, my goodness, I've really had a bad diet for 20 years, and, you know, I didn't manage my body properly. And you know what? The minute you say that, it all of a sudden becomes 50% better without doing anything, because your integrity repairs at least half of everything that went wrong. Then from there, you start doing remedial things. And just starting to do remedial things brings it up another notch. And then from there, you start building a pattern from the remedial things that brings it up even more and even more and even more. You see, that's how the blessings accumulate. And it may be that in receiving a blessing, someday you might fall to tears And you may say, oh my gosh, I really, really let somebody down, or I let myself down, or I didn't do something I could have done. But in doing that, you have received mercy. In receiving mercy, you've received hope. In receiving hope, you've received faith. In receiving faith, you've received charity. And that charity is the blessing of a new way of doing life. It's all a cumulative pattern that's all tied together because we're all an endpoint of this beautiful, amazing universe. And it was a pleasure to tell you about Dr. Robert Applegate. I had him be the keynote speaker for the releasing of Love Without End to the world. That was December 5th, 1998. But we only printed enough books for that event. It was not officially copywritten and released to the world until 1999. So we are in the 20th year now. And I know that this silver anniversary is going to be a very special year for us. And I really believe it will be a very special year for the revelation of truth, for the revelation of integrity points that we can all claim and improve upon. And it's so important to claim your point of integrity. It's more important, far more important than being right on little specific things. We miss the point trying to be right about this and that. Being right about this and that means nothing compared to owning your integrity. Because your integrity takes you back to the center of who you are, the sacred heart of your being. And that's what makes everything right. Things are made right because they're put into perfect order. Not because you're made free of all your mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. We're human. That's just the way it is. We're all going to get sick every now and then. And that doesn't mean you're not loved. It doesn't mean you're not blessed. It doesn't mean somebody's punishing you. It's just, we're human. And we move off of our integrity point. And then we become vulnerable. And so we pick up a thorn along the road. You know, or we accidentally drink some bad water or eat some bad food. Okay, it happens. And the way we get back to it is to move back to our integrity point. That's what happens in the blessing. And that's what Yeshua came to bring to all of us. That's what he came to bring back to humanity. Because humanity is not about 1 or 2 or 3,000 or 4 million people succeeding and showing off how smart we are, or how brilliant we are, or how creative or heroic we are. It's not about a few special people showing off how great a human being can be. It's about getting all of humanity back to our integrity point so that we can love one another, so that together we can multiply the blessings that are greater than anybody can even imagine at this point. Even imagine. It's inconceivable what we can do as a reborn community. Not just as an individual, but the whole of humanity, reborn and lifted to a higher level. That's what we're doing with the blessings. And I'm hoping that we will achieve some really major steps along that way this year. Okay, I think. Well, that was nice to say. Thanks for listening. I'm going to bring Mara on the call. Hi, Mara. Thanks for waiting. Mara, are you there?
Oh, hi. Do you hear me, Glenda? This is Tina.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. Oh, it's good to be on the call. I always feel so privileged when I make it, and so happy to be conveying the blessing. And I want to ask for a blessing of a friend.
Okay.
That I just made, and a very sweet, wonderful woman who had something terrible happen to her. She was violated somehow. She was, I don't really know. Nobody really knows. There were drugs involved, and so the person that did that to her was on drugs, and she doesn't remember anything, but she was violated very badly, so she almost died, so she had to go to have you brought to the hospital.
Oh,
and I'm
sorry.
Yes, I'm very sorry, and she has a lot to heal now, and she's in a good spirit, but she has so much to heal, and so I really want to ask for a blessing for her today. And
okay. Can you give me her first name?
Yeah, she's called Breezy, Brian or something. Brian?
How's it spelled?
B-R-E-Y-A-N-N. I have not heard of it either. And so she's called Breezy, but that's her name.
Okay. All right.
And she's already better, but maybe not really.
We will hold her in our hearts.
Yeah.
That she will recover from her perfection and not from the need to prolong the abuse.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mara, did you go away or sign off? Or if you want to come back on, just star six and Tony or I will bring you on. I'm not sure which. I'm able to be on the to be a monitor on the board, but not on the call. So there you go. Okay, Mara. Okay.
Hi, Glenda. I want to put in a special request for blessings for my 27-year-old grandson. It's his birthday today, and last night he had to be hospitalized with very severe pain in his abdomen, and before they could get him into surgery, it burst. He's doing okay. He's in tremendous pain.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Yeah. Such a.
So was it a burst appendix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully they've traveled a long way since. His father had an appendix attack when he was a little boy, about 12, and he did very well, but it hadn't burst, because I knew what to watch for, thank God.
Yes.
When he had
and that he got there soon.
Yeah, when he had the pain, I called the doctor immediately, and I said, this seems real unusual, and he said, push on the bed and then let go of it suddenly, and if he screams, get him in here immediately. And that's exactly what happened, and I did, and he was okay. But anyway.
My goodness, Mara, you've been through so much. God bless you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Well, God bless you and all of the blessing givers. You keep me on my feet and moving.
Okay. That's what we want, because you're valuable to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And we have a wireless caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, hey. Glenda. From Massachusetts, and I'm calling to ask a blessing for a fellow by the name of John, who he's got a particular problem due to brain trauma, and just a pretty rough life, and the friends that have been trying to help him can't get anywhere with him. And I don't know about trauma. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand what the best efforts of good people coming to seemingly no result, you know, how to interpret that or where to be with that. I mean, I guess all I can think of is that God is with him whether or not he's aware of it, you know. But it's hard for the people watching, you know, or trying to help me, you know, with no visible.
Well, you know, that's it. And that you brought up a really good point, because I think we all share in pain, because we don't like to see the people we care about suffer, or even people we don't know, we don't like to see them suffer. We're all one family, whether we know it or not. And we don't like to see one another suffer.
No, we don't.
We don't.
And it seems like, to some degree, some danger to people around because of the chaotic way this person is behaving. And there isn't an obvious answer to me, you know, other than when someone's in such an accelerating downward spiral, there's prayer and there's some little practical things you try to do, but when those things, it's hard to witness somebody in that situation, to be a witness to that, you know, or to know how to continue to do whatever little you can do. What would that be?
We do the best we can, and sometimes we can't, sometimes we just can't do enough. And we just have to do the best we can, and I think that's all Yeshua could do, is the best that he could.
Yeah.
And, you know, he couldn't remove all of the suffering from the earth. He couldn't remove the oppression and the hostilities. He could just teach us how to do it. And know that if he stayed with us, and enough of us really applied the teaching, eventually we would get there.
Okay. Well, I want to put John on the blessing list. And
okay. John is on the blessing list.
And one of his friends, Phil, who's being so extraordinarily clear and, you know, doing his best not to join, you know, not to be drawn into that, you know, but to be continuing to be loving, but not foolhardy or destructive to himself when someone
That's
else
right.
is being self-destructive.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for the call. And I really, my heart goes out to you and him and everyone suffering on his behalf. So we will keep him in our prayers. And Joanna, you are on the call.
Hi, this is Joanna, and I have a friend who is in end stages of cancer, and I would just like for a blessing for her. Her name is Sandy LaForge.
Sandy LaForge, okay.
Struggling with cancer for off and on for many years, and now she's on hospice. So,
oh,
I would appreciate
well, I just pray that she has her last days spent in grace, and that she leaves in peace. And we ask the angels to come and be with her, and carry her to the highest grounds.
Thank you.
For all of us, there will be a time when we have to say goodbye. But if we know it's really not goodbye, it's just so long for a while, then it allows us to be in that moment, being who we are, reconnecting with God, and able to take our attention off of those we leave behind. so that we can just be the love that we are. And I would pray that for everyone, because there are two moments in our life which are only for us and God. That's the moment when we arrive and the moment when we leave. And we should not have to be worried about other people. So one of the greatest gifts we can give anyone that is inevitably about ready to get on the journey is to give them peace and to allow them to know that we love them and it's okay. It's okay because we will remain strong and we will remember them. They will be loved long after they've left this earth, and we are so glad they were part of our life. If we can give that to those who are leaving, we've given them the peace they need to be in that special moment of exiting in the arms of angels. And, you know, death is not something we should grieve over, because it's part of life. The only thing we should grieve over is the suffering that can accompany it, or premature death that takes a life when a family needs that person, or a trauma that happens that prevents the exit from being graceful and in the grace of God, to be shot on a battlefield, to be brought down in agony through an auto accident or a hostile suicide or killing event or mutilation event. Those are the things we grieve over, that a person cannot leave in grace and in peace. But the actual passing of a person is to be celebrated. That's a life complete. That's a life to be honored and not shed tears over. When we have a memorial service, it should be to celebrate life, not to regret the passing, but to celebrate and to heal. We just need to focus on healing any losses or pains or traumas that might have preceded the passing. Sometimes there are traumas that can precede the birth of a baby as well. There can be traumas in utero. I have had friends that have been in labor for 36 hours. Can you imagine the pain that baby must be in? And the emotional pain that's shared between the mother and the baby? Grieving and worrying over, will this even be a safe passage? So there can be traumas that accompany both entry points and exit points. Sometimes the entry point has to be salvaged with a surgical removal of the child, and then sometimes put in a premature care and a sense of disconnection and loss from the womb before the baby is ready. So there can be traumas both ways. It's the traumas that we heal, not the facts of life that we lament over. There's part of us that is immortal and part of us that is mortal. And let us be glad that the labors of life are over. You know, we work pretty doggone hard when we're here, and we suffer sometimes many, many long and lonely nights when we're here. And it will be nice to be back in the arms of God. So that's not something to cry over. Let's be sure we're crying over the right thing, okay? And I'm going to be getting us ready for the blessing. And I see Susan on the call. I'm going to open your line in just a minute, Susan. Well, while you're talking, I want to let everybody else relax and just get ready for the blessing. Find your comfortable spot in your chair, your arms and legs uncrossed, and just be taking some deep breaths. Okay, Susan, we're here for you. You can...
Yesterday I went to a memorial for somebody who was 94 who died, and his wife is alive. She's 91, and she said that her husband told her that this is a celebration. I had a very full life, so when I go, make sure you celebrate. And he was very involved in the fire department in the town, so they had their very first memorial with him. This was yesterday, and at that same time, I had occasion to be with some people I haven't seen in a while, and it is this one gal who had a lot of difficulty with her son trying to rise above the wave of drug addiction, and he died a month ago from an overdose. And so I want to put Steve, who had a full life, on the list, and AJ, who struggled, and he's pretty much a young guy, and so I want to put them on the list. But what he did, she said to me, was very interesting. I think his family did a lot of service, and what he did was he put his name as an organ donor on his license. So she said it was a very fascinating experience what they did to keep him alive, even though his brain wasn't, so that they can take the organs and give them. So there will be four people who will utilize his organs. And I think, I know what it is to be, you know, in addiction, and I'm sure that he had a feel that this is the one thing. Not that there might be others, but maybe in his mind he knew this is the one thing he could give back and do. And so I thought of all of that, and I thought of the horrors of being in throes of addiction and what it, how it destroys families, what it does. And so I just want to put that out there. And I also want to ask a question from Tony, which was, what is a geostorm? Supposedly we went in. If we don't have that this week and you don't have the time for that, that's fine. You can do it next week. But that was the only
thing. Yeah, let's do that next week. Tony can tell you, and it's a great thing to know. But we need to get into our blessing now.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you know, one thing I can add for what you said, Susan, it's very important. Sometimes we suffer, whatever it is, whether it's cancer or an addiction or loneliness or alienation, we suffer on behalf of many who suffer the same thing. And so when we heal, we can also heal on behalf of those who suffer and have suffered the same thing. So as we offer blessings for all of these people today on the call, we offer blessings for them and for everyone else they may have lived and suffered for. Okay, let us begin. Yeshua, we pray to you in our state of love, in our state of welcoming you in our heart and thanking you for living there always, even if we don't always see it. We know that you suffered for us, and you have taught us that we too suffer for others. So let us know that as we suffer, whatever it may be, as we heal, there's a great reason to heal, because we not only heal ourselves, but we heal everyone we suffered for, because within us is the whole of the universe. So as we make our world better, as we make our life better, as we pull everything together in our integrity, we do so for all of those who might have a similar issue or a similar need to recover their integrity. I ask you now with all my heart to just let us see your love so that we can know how much we are loved. And from that, receive your blessings for whatever we need. Everyone will pray to you, each in their own way. And for me, I just say thank you. I love you so much for being in my life, and you have made my life complete. I ask all of these things in your blessed name. Amen. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive all the blessings of God. Be well and have a week of peace and joy. I look forward to being with you next week. And bye-bye for now.